Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reid here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to navigating life with a little more calm and a whole lot of stoic wisdom. And let's be real, sometimes life feels like a pressure cooker, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, expectations, you name it. It can feel impossible to just breathe. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Grieving is a safe space for emotional expression and release. Ever felt like you're holding back tears at work or bottling up frustration because you're worried about what others will think? Or maybe find yourself snapping at loved ones when you're actually feeling overwhelmed? You know that feeling when emotions just seem to simmer beneath the surface, threatening to boil over? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Suppressing our emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to shove a balloon underwater. It might look calm for a while, but eventually that pressure is going to explode. So, how do we create the safe space where we can let our emotions flow freely without feeling judged or overwhelmed? Well, the good news is, it's more attainable than you think. It starts with understanding that emotions are like waves, they come and go, and there's power in riding them instead of fighting against them. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create a safe space for emotional expression and release. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step is simply acknowledging what you're feeling. Don't judge your emotions as good or bad, just name them. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Sad? The more we connect with our feelings, the less power they have over us. Think of it like this. If you ignore a notification on your phone, it'll keep buzzing until you finally acknowledge it. Emotions are no different. 2. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human and humans experience a full spectrum of emotions. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling overwhelmed or angry, treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're allowed to feel your feelings without judgment. 3. Find healthy outlets. Bottling up your emotions can be detrimental. Find healthy ways to release them that work for you. This could be anything from journaling and meditating to exercising or talking to a trusted friend. 4. Set boundaries. We can't control other people's actions, but we can control how we respond to them. Setting boundaries helps protect your emotional well-being. This means saying no when you need to, prioritizing your own needs, and creating space for yourself when things feel overwhelming. 5. Seek support when needed. Sometimes, we all need a little extra support. If you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance and tools to help you navigate challenging feelings in a healthy way. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine yourself sitting at your desk after a stressful day. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to vent, maybe even a few tears welling up. But instead of snapping at your coworker or letting those emotions fester, you take a moment to breathe. You acknowledge your feelings. I'm feeling overwhelmed and frustrated right now. Then, you step away from your desk for 5 minutes. You go for a quick walk, listen to a calming song, or do some stretches. By taking these small steps, you create a space for yourself to process your emotions in a healthy way. Remember, creating a safe space for emotional expression and release is an ongoing process. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to be vulnerable. But the rewards are worth it. Increase emotional intelligence, stronger relationships, and ultimately, a greater sense of inner peace. You deserve to feel calm, collected, and in control, even amidst the chaos of life. So, what's one step you can take today to create a safer space for your emotions? Maybe it's journaling for 10 minutes before bed or practicing a few deep breaths when you feel stress creeping in. Remember, every small action counts. I believe in you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.